Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
The man who delivered the message to Shaq, Ernie, and the crew, Magic CEO Alex Martins, joins the show right now. Alex, you looked giddy to deliver that message last night. How long have you been waiting to reveal that one to Shaq and to Magic fans everywhere?
Well, it's been a while. There's no doubt about it. And Happy New Year, by the way.
You too.
Thank you. But look, it's been a long time coming, and I think it's incredibly well-deserved. From my perspective, it's the absolute right thing to do. And there is no more appropriate individual who should have their number retired first than Shaq.
How did all of this come together? You know, I'm sure that this has been discussed for years. So who is part of that process, and how was the final decision made?
Well, it has been discussed for years. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, it's all about when is the right time. I think celebrating our 35th anniversary felt like the right time for us, you know, in this decade, in this period of time. And, you know, there are a number of people that are involved in this process, not the least of which is our ownership group and, you know, our board. And, you know, certainly it starts with, you know, an internal committee that we have that is very much the same committee that determines or recommends, I should say, who goes into the Orlando Magic Hall of Fame. And, you know, they made the recommendation and, you know, came to me, and we all felt it was the right time to go to ownership and ultimately, you know, ensure that they were comfortable and get their approval to you know, retire Shaq's number at this time.
I saw the picture that Joel Glass shared on social media where he's standing next to Shaq, and Joel looks like a baby, and Shaq is such a younger version of himself. I'm sure that you've got one that's similar to that. When you think back on the memories of Shaq during his time in Orlando, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
Well, it was an incredible period of time. You know, I tell people all the time, I was the public relations director at that time. And, you know, during that period of time, Joel was my assistant. And, you know, I tell people all the time, it was like traveling with the Beatles, you know, between Shaq and Penny, and then ultimately Horace Grant came along, who everybody knew very well from the Chicago Bulls. And it really was like traveling with the Beatles. And, you know, my most, you know, vivid memories were particularly when we traveled on the road. And to see, you know, we would pull into Sacramento at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and to see 200 or 300 people waiting for us outside of our hotel, you know, for us to arrive, you know, those were incredible times. And that's just one piece of it. You know, it's all the national media attention. And, you know, I can recall, you know, we were on NBC at that time almost every Sunday. You know, the NBA was on NBC at the time, and you know, Marv Albert would be in our building almost every Sunday. And the other part of, you know, that is so vivid to me too was, you know, that team, and, you know, with Shaq's dominance in particular, we came into the Amway Center and we knew we were going to win every night. You know, and of course we had that one season. I hope I'm right. I believe I'm right in my recollection. We won 40 of 41 home games. We knew we were going to win every night, and we felt like it was a dynasty in the making. You know, unfortunately, times changed, and, you know, we're not going to rewrite history here, but it was an incredible time. And the most incredible part about it was, is, you know, we came into the league in 1989, and by 1993, we were competing for a championship. And, you know, we were winning an incredible amount of games every year. And we're one of the teams in the league who got to the NBA Finals in the shortest period of time. It was an incredible time, you know, to know that you were one of the most dominant teams in the league. And on top of that was the personality, right? The personality of Shaq. I mean, Shaq's, I can tell you stories personally of, you know, as the PR director, of course, you have to be the one that goes to Shaq and say, you know, we've got these 10 things to do after practice today. And at one point in the middle of one of the seasons, Shaq was so tired of it. He said, I'm not doing it. And he grabbed me. He wrapped me up in medical tape and left me at midcourt, you know. And that was his way of saying, okay, I've had enough, right? But he was so gracious about it. I mean, he did everything. And of course, even that day, once he got through his little antic, he ultimately did all of the media that we had in place. But it was an incredible time, you know, and it's really what being at the top of sport is all about. You know, it's about being nationally and internationally recognized. It's about stepping on the floor and, you know, having the confidence that you can win every evening. And it takes, you know, incredible players. It takes incredible stars. It takes incredible personalities. And if there's anybody in the history of our franchise that fits every one of those categories, it's Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, that's an incredible story, too. We're talking to Magic CEO Alex Martins here on In the Zone. What do you say to fans who are still salty about the exit? It feels like, I'm just totally making this number up, that 70% of fans are all about it. They love the idea of retiring Shaq's jersey and honoring him in that way. And then there's like 30% of the fans that want absolutely no part of it. They remember when he left. Maybe they were young and they cried themselves to sleep at night. But that's just the feeling I get. What do you say to that section of the fan base that doesn't think this is the right decision?
I respect your feelings, okay? Because I went through it too, and everybody in our organization went through it too. And believe me, I was right in the middle of it. You know, I literally delivered the final offer in a manila envelope to Shaq at Walt Disney World when the USA team was doing their final, media session before they were leaving for the Olympics. And I pleaded with him, Shaq, I'm delivering this on behalf of ownership. You know, please take it seriously. We want you here, et cetera. And obviously he made his decision. I mean, I found out like everybody else in the middle of the night, you know, they ended up, they went to Atlanta from there and saw, you know, Jerry West with the Lakers jersey and Shaq. And I was heartbroken, you know, just like everybody else. But you know what? At some level, despite all of that emotion, you have to recognize that Shaquille O'Neal put the Orlando Magic on the map. Okay? And he was the very first superstar that this team ever had. And, you know, he brought us international recognition every single day. You know, and for those of you who were around at that time, you remember the NBA program, NBA Inside Stuff with Willow Bay and Ahmad Rashad. Mm-hmm. We would be on there every week, and they would be in our building every week taping segments with our team and taping segments with Shaq. I mean, he brought international recognition and notoriety to this city, to this franchise, and you have to pay homage to that, in my opinion. You have to recognize that despite the fact that he made a business decision, he made a personal decision you know, to move on. You know, and by the way, I mean, how about getting caught in the one sliver of time in NBA collective bargaining time where you didn't have the opportunity to re-sign your own free agent after their first contract? It was like a one-year or two-year period, if I recall correctly. Of course, today, you know, when you have a rookie and he comes to the end of his first contract, he's a restricted free agent. At that time, in that one- or two-year period of time, there was no restricted free agency. So Shaq immediately became an unrestricted free agent. So we didn't even have the opportunity to match that contract that the Lakers had put in front of him, okay? And it was just it was an unfortunate period of time in the history of, you know, the league and our collective bargaining agreement for the Orlando Magic, okay? And so, you know, the timing just didn't work out for us. And Shaq made the decision to move on. And today, you know, all these years later, it still hurts, you know. And I recognize the fact that there are plenty of fans out there that still can't accept it. But in the eyes of this franchise, in the eyes of our ownership, in the eyes of the Orlando Magic, Shaq put us on the map, okay? And by the way, Shaq is a Hall of Famer, okay? And Shaq started his career here and started building his resume here. And, you know, as a Hall of Famer, you deserve to have your number retired by any franchise that you've played for, in my opinion.
Yeah, he that number 32 with the pinstripes is certainly iconic, and I love it. Are there any plans to retire any other jerseys in the near future? Is this a start of a rollout?
I would say to you that we didn't do this and say, okay, next comes X and then comes Y, and we're going to do this within a period of time. So, look, there are incredible players who have played for this franchise, and others, in my opinion, that are deserving of having their number retired. When the time comes, we'll have those discussions. We haven't had any specific discussions about any other individual player yet, but we have recognized the fact that, you know, there are certain criteria, in my opinion, that, you know, we as a franchise look at, need to look at, and ultimately need to determine whether you retire someone's number. I've talked about one already. You know, Hall of Fame is the most incredible recognition that you can have of your career as a professional player in any league, okay? And that means that you are one of the best of all time. In my opinion, anybody that's in the Hall of Fame, that's like one of the top criteria for having your number retired. Contributions to the franchise, you know, all of your statistics, what you meant to the franchise at a certain time. I mean, there are a number of criteria that we evaluate, and we will over time, but we have not said, okay, this guy's next, or this one should be considered. This is a new era for the Orlando Magic, okay? And we're retiring our first, and in my opinion, the first is the most appropriate. And as we go on in future years, you know, we'll determine as a franchise, and our ownership will determine, you know, who are the others that should have their number hanging in the rafters of the Kia Center.
Well, we're excited about it. February 13th is the night. It'll be on TNT. You can also get tickets at OrlandoMagic.com if you want to find yourself at the Kia Center for that one. The Magic take on the Thunder that night. Alex Martins, Magic CEO, thanks so much for spending some time with us and sharing your stories about Shaquille O'Neal. Exciting times, and we appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate all of your coverage. Thanks very much.
Today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind. Commercials, ad reads, you want videos that you can post to your social media accounts to help support and promote your business? Authentic Audio Productions can help.
Visit us online, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Zoneheads Orlando podcast. Please like, rate, review, subscribe. It goes a long way. And if you keep consuming our content, we'll keep cranking them out. Chat soon, Zoneheads.